Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The new Israeli government has three key leaders who have a background in military operations. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to share information on the top three leaders of the new Israeli government.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
You have the prime minister, the defense minister, and then the foreign minister. Those are the top three positions in any Israeli government. We know that the prime minister is going to be Benjamin Netanyahu. Benny Gantz, who is the number two guy, he's going to be the defense minister. But you know the foreign minister pretty well. He was the former chief of staff of the Israeli Defense Force, Gabi Ashkenazi. Talk to us about this guy. I think you had a relationship with him when he was coming up through the ranks.
Well, yes, Jimmy. I was in South Lebanon when he first hit the headlines, as it were, in Israel. He was the deputy commander at the time of the Golani Brigade, the elite Israeli military units in the north that defend against Syria and Hezbollah mainly. Very interesting background, Jimmy. Even though his name is Ashkenazi, which comes from Jews from Europe, his mother was a Syrian Jew. He has very unique views on Syria because of those family connections. He's very tough on Syria, very tough on Hezbollah, and also on the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, where he led some of the forces there. And, of course, he was chief of staff, ultimately, in the military. So the top three leaders of Israel right now have deep military experience. In the case of Netanyahu, it's more from running the defense ministry for a while, but all of them are very, very, very deeply involved in what's going on regionally and with Syria and these sorts of things. So it'll be really interesting to see what they come up with when they get into power. The Likud, some of Netanyahu's own people, very upset that they weren't appointed to cabinet positions. They revolted and said, we want to be included. But he's got to balance, Netanyahu does, with the Kol HaLevan, the left-wing group joining the emergency coalition. So a lot of people have been left out. They're not happy with it.
David Dolan with personal information on the top three leaders of the new Israeli government. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Dave's report helps us to better understand the key leadership of the new Israeli government. God has set in place human government in our world so that the Lord could use these human leaders to set the direction this world will take in order to fulfill His will. That's Revelation chapter 17 and verse 17. 4,500 years ago, the Lord set this plan in place, Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6. Over thousands of years, we have witnessed how God's plan has brought us to today and the Lord's plan for the end of times. This new Israeli government will indeed be used by God to fulfill His plan. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...